You got it.
She can sing, boy.
Mm-hmm.
That girl can hit some notes.
Hailstorm. Roger and JP, 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025 are the phone numbers.
So the Buccaneers quickly removed John Gruden from the Ring of Honor.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing how quickly your entire life's work can just be erased in like less than a week. Everything you've done, everything you've worked for, everything you've accomplished, just gone.
Goodbye. Get out of here.
And there is no talking your way out of it.
Right.
Not this one, at least.
No.
There's no talking your way out of it. There's no, let me prove my, it's over for this guy. And, you know, what he did and what he wrote and what he said is atrocious. But he's no getting out of it. I can't imagine what that feels like. I can't even begin to imagine what it's like. Like one day you go to bed. Your team, you know, your team's 3-1 or whatever they were at the time. 3-1. You're feeling good about yourself. You're feeling, and then all of a sudden you wake up, and there's rumors that, or it's on SportsCenter that there's a 10-year-old email.
Isn't it like since Saturday or something?
You try to get out. Yeah, you try to get out in front of it. You can't get out in front of it. Well, you try to, but it didn't work. And then all this other stuff comes up. There's no way out. There's no way out. Your life. Now, does it help that he's a multi-gazillionaire? Of course it does. He can go play golf the rest of his life. His friends are his friends. And, you know, he just doesn't have to get up and go to work every morning. He's not going to end up back on television. He's not going to, I don't think he's going to, he's not going to be doing speaking tours.
Right.
He's not going to be doing any of that. There is no, but he just, at this point in his life, as a young dude, just has no choice but to go off into the wild blue yonder and, you know, do the best you can to explain to maybe, I don't know. I can't imagine what it feels like. I can't even begin to imagine what that feels like.
Yeah.
Everything, your entire career.
Yeah. Last night at dinner, Susan and I were talking about this, and she said, how did this even start? Like, who knew to look at the emails? And I was like, you know, I wasn't
sure. Somebody leaked it.
Well, and then I started looking, and what happened was they were investigating the Washington football team.
Correct.
Because of the 40 former female employees who alleged sexual harassment. So they're looking through for toxic work culture and all this stuff. So the NFL.
When his brother was the head coach.
Is looking at
his brother was the head coach of Washington.
Okay. And he was emailing specifically, though, with the president, Bruce Allen, a longtime friend. And so as part of the investigation, they came across these emails. And I guess so he's kind of like, they had this main focus they were on, and now he is a side story that just happened to became even, I think, bigger than this story
right
at this moment, because who knows what else is going on in there. But that's how, because I was wondering, like, who leaked the emails? Because where do they all come from? And so that's it. The NFL was doing its own investigation, and so I guess they chose to put out the stuff about Gruden, but still, what
they
about...
They chose to give it to the New York Times?
Seems like it. It doesn't say it was leaked. I don't know, you know... Maybe they had to put it out because they have to, you know, have some sort of transparency in some of this stuff. Be like, we found this, so here's what we have to do. But what else is going on in there? I don't see anything where they say they got hacked. I don't see anything where they, you know, somebody put it out wrongly or something. It's not like the NFL is saying, we were surprised. We did not expect this to go out, or we didn't know it was there.
Right.
So I guess they came... Fourth came clean with it, but what else now? So the other main investigation, there's all that to go. So what about other stuff that was said? And what about all the people that Gruden emailed? How did they respond to what he said? What did they say? Did they use terms?
Why they
or agree or laugh or send emojis or memes or whatever?
Why are they blocking access to about 650,000 emails?
Well, I think if it was your business, you would too. Because
so only one guy.
No.
So nobody responded to these emails. Nobody.
That's what I'm saying. Right.
Nobody forwarded a meme.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody did any of this.
Yeah, but they're not just going to put out the 600 plus thousand emails and just expose people who are talking to a friend, a wife, or whatever. A lot of emails have nothing to do with anything wrong.
Let me ask you this question.
They could put out other emails. They could.
Let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
If what you're saying is true,
right,
and the NFL put it out there. Do you think they do it if he didn't call Roger Goodell a pussy?
That's a good question.
You know what I'm saying? Like, one of the big things here was that, and probably out of all the things on the list of stuff that he said, wrote, whatever,
yeah,
calling Roger Goodell a pussy is probably at the bottom of the stuff that actually matters.
Mm.
You know, saying Damaris Smith has lips the size of a Michelin tire, and, you know, the misogynistic stuff that women shouldn't be allowed to referee the games and all this other, like, all this stuff. The Roger Goodell stuff is on the bottom there, but I just wonder if any of that stuff gets out, if that didn't happen.
Yeah, here, by the way, at the very bottom of this article, it says that it is open to question as to how, first, the Gruden racist comment about NFLPA head Damaurie Smith, how that got in the Wall Street Journal on Friday, and then the dozens that were made available to the Times published on Monday.
Right.
It is open to question.
Of course it is.
So...
I'm sure
the Goodell thing is a good question.
Right.
Billy, you still know that guy in the Wall Street Journal?
Goodell said to his right hand man, say, listen, somebody needs to get this out to the press. Make it somebody I never even met before.
Yeah.
Make it somebody I never even met before.
They can't look like they're hiding it. It's too explosive. Obviously, look what happened.
They could have hit it though, because nobody outside the NFL knew this thing was happening. You know, the FBI are investigating the Washington football team I told you they took two, they suspended without pay two of the trainers, so something's going on there. And you're right, the NFL was, you know, investigating over that thing with the cheerleaders, which I think is what this all has to do with.
You know what they don't want, though, is in like a year of people to go, so we're finished with the cheerleading thing, and we saw the emails. Are you telling me you read these a year ago and you didn't think this Gruden stuff was good? Like, I don't think they wanted that. I don't think they wanted somebody else putting it out there.
Possible.
But again, they say it's open to question. So, I mean,
possible.
I mean, I feel like the NFL would just want to, listen, we got to give him up. It's just how it is. This is going to get exposed, and we don't want to look like we're hiding, like the old boys network.
Right. Rick on line one. Go ahead, Rick.
Hey, guys. Gruden would have never won a Super Bowl without Tony Dungy. He took over in the first year, and he won a Super Bowl. I go, that's all I got to say. He would have never got it.
You mean without the team that Dungy assembled?
Yes. Yeah. Yep. He would have never got it. Mm. So
that makes sense.
All I want to say. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
That's interesting.
I don't disagree with you.
Hot take.
How does he not appreciate that Tony Dungy, a black man, put that team together, and then he makes those comments?
In regards to the Ring of Honor, then maybe he shouldn't be, regardless of these emails, he shouldn't be because it wasn't his team? Is that what he's saying?
No, I think he's just saying that he would have never won that Super Bowl if it wasn't for.
Which is ironic with his racist comments. That's how I took it.
Right.
Did you see Mo's tweet?
No.
No.
Rumor has it that he wrote his emails on Tony Dungy's laptop.
Tony Dungy's laptop.
Get it? Because Tony Dungy's Super Bowl team, same thing. How do you not put two and two together there?
Okay.
All right.
All I'm saying is that's probably not Mo's best work.
It's an okay tweet. Siskel and Ebert give it thumb and a half.
Two thumbs sideways.
I thought you weren't understanding. I'm like, we literally were just talking about Tony Dungy.
Right.
Like, how does that not make sense to you?
Bob is on line two. Hey, Bob.
Hey, how are you doing this afternoon?
Good. What's happening?
I got a question. Is any of the information that has been leaked, like, I understand there's racist information in these emails and stuff like that, but has any of it that has been released, was it pertaining to the cheerleaders,
apparently
like their case? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
if it's not pertaining to your case, why did you release it?
I'm telling you why they released it. I bet the ranch they released it because he called Roger Goodell a pussy. I guarantee you that's why they released it.
No.
Yes.
Well, I understand your point. I understand your point there, but isn't it possible? Like, but we're still not even sure if the NFL ordered this investigation, right? Well, I mean, we're wondering if it's the NFL or who it is.
It says Gruden was outed by an investigation the NFL conducted into workplace misconduct by the Washington football team. So the reason that Gruden came up was he sent emails to Washington football team president Bruce Allen, who is in the midst of this investigation, him, Daniel Snyder, all of them who were there, and they just happened to come across these emails from Gruden. That's how it's explained here.
Oh, man.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, I understand what he said was atrocious and everything.
Yeah.
I just was wondering if how they pertain to the case. Like, if they didn't have actual pertinence, maybe that's not an email that should have been released. You know what I'm saying?
It's okay to be that way, to think that way.
No, I didn't say it was okay, Monica.
Well, then it should come out. Then it should come out regardless of the circumstances.
Mm.
I mean, that's why they put it out. It's clearly against NFL policy.
But Monica, if that's the case, values. Then why'd they sneak it to the media? Roger Goodell get out in front of it and be the leader of the NFL and say, when we were doing some investigation into the Washington football, while we were doing that, here's what we have from John Gruden. We are going to continue. But that didn't happen. They sneaked it out to the media.
We'll find out.
So they did that. They did that for a reason.
I don't pretend to know the inner workings of how any of this works. What I do know is I don't care how any of it works. It's out, and it needs to come out, and it needs to be heard. And anybody who's trying to deflect of, well, what about this and what about that and how come they did this and how, is just trying to deflect from the fact that these horrible things were said and it needs to be known. Who cares? It's
I'm
out
not
there
trying
now.
To deflect anything. I started out the whole thing, but he said he got everything he deserved on this one.
And that's all. Then there needs to be, who cares how it was?
Well, then, of course, because I wonder. I'm allowed to wonder.
You can wonder
what
all day long,
here.
But who cares is what I'm saying. Like, you can wonder all day long.
I care.
Well, go figure it out.
I care why they did it.
Go figure it out. In the meantime,
I care why it happened, because it just seems shady. Because you can do it as a leader of the NFL and say again, I'm not exonerating John Gruden by any stretch of the imagination.
That it doesn't
I'm
matter
just saying
it
to leak it to the media, maybe
it, yeah.
Gruden was right. Maybe Goodell is a pussy. You know?
He can be a whatever all day long. That doesn't matter.
It'll be so cool when you say it.
Why I don't say it? For the same reason I don't think say things are ballsy, because that equivalates negativity or weakness to a woman, and it's not how it is. So I don't like to do that.
Okay.
That's fine. So at some point we'll find out how the information literally got out.
Will we? I don't think
and
so.
And will it matter?
It's a little gap.
Because let's just say we find out that Goodell is a wuss and it was all shady and wrong. I don't want to talk about that.
Gruden.
Because the more you talk about that, the less it talks about how wrong this is and how people in a position like that should not have feelings like that. It's not even an opinion at that point. It's his thoughts and his feelings.
You're 100% correct. But that's already been settled. He lost everything. He lost his job. He lost his Ring of Honor. Rightfully his reputation. He lost everything. Okay, now what? Now what's next?
There's more to the conversation.
That part of the conversation is done.
Right.
Right?
What did Bruce Allen say?
He got everything he deserved. Now, I'm not done with it because I go, okay, he sent those emails to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
What were the responses?
Exactly.
Who did they forward those memes to?
But
my other interest is, for what reason did he see the light of day in the first place?
Or what was the process?
Let me rephrase that.
Yeah.
What was the motivation for this thing to get leaked and not just handled head on?
Right.
I understand the curiosity, and I agree. I wonder what these people said, but what I get the vibe from that of is it's a, okay, fine, I was wrong, but what about this? What about that? And that to me doesn't have full-blown responsibility. I know, but that's what vibe I get from these, from anybody saying this is not he's wrong and let's end it there and let's let that soak in and let it go. And then we'll be another investigation or whatever, but don't say, yeah, he's wrong, but what about this and that? Because that,
I'm not saying,
it's like an apology of that's not a real apology.
Wrong.
He's wrong. And
off.
Also, How did it get out? Because we were talking at dinner last night about it from the point of, if you're at work, like, how would 600,000 emails from our company get out and why? Like, you can see the why, which is in this case same thing, but how?
Well, they didn't
because,
get out.
And are
they're
you protected? Or
they're protecting 650,000.
Right. So they would your company protect your emails?
They got out the information to Hank Gruden.
Mm.
But what was there? Who else needs to go down with this ship?
And they'll figure that out. That's what I'm saying. Like, so yeah, let's just say it's 650,000. We can't just put those out. Like, if it's...
But they
know now. You want to get ahead of it. Like, so I'm going to read all those emails. It's going to take me all day and night. Yeah. I'm going to read them all. And then I'm going to say, yeah, well, and then you don't want to read the one that say, hey, you know, we'll meet you at dinner at 6 o'clock. You don't need to see those.
Right.
So of those 650,000 emails, you'll see the ones.
No, we won't. They're protecting those.
Well, then you can't say that. We're not done yet. You said the conversation's still happening.
So what do you think? They want to stretch this thing on and say, okay, as soon as Gruden's body is crisp, let's move on to the next person, and then we'll wait for that body to be crisp? Because there's other people. There has to be. It's impossible.
I would think you want to get it all out there
quick. It is impossible for him to be on this island on his own.
So they will read the emails, figure out who's on that island as well, and eventually that'll happen. But in the meantime, we only know of John Gruden. So that's what
Monica, so far.
What I'm trying to say to you is they read them because they're blocking them for a reason.
Because they're, we have two different perspectives on that, and that's fine.
Way.
But my perspective is that they're trying to get ahead of it so that you're not, so the public doesn't know more than they do. They're going to hold on for as long as they can. They're going to block them. Y'all don't get to read them yet because we haven't even read them yet. So
they've read them. They're the ones doing the investigation.
But there's 650. They ran X amount of John Gruden's.
So then why
Gruden's,
they only put
that
these out?
Because anybody with a two-bit lawyer is going
to
say,
no, I'm telling
don't
you
put out more than you have to.
Why would you? And you know that.
Because he called him a pussy. That's why. That's why.
What is that? By the way, his emails weren't just from 2011, which in the beginning, that was my impression of how they were reporting it. But it was from 11 all the way to 2018, so pretty recent as well.
Right.
Although they haven't, like, put a timeline out of he said this on this date type thing. But who knows if they ever will. Well, there we go. We'll see how this whole thing goes. There's a lot more levels to go, that's for sure. Roger and JP, 1025 The Bone.